This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus. Just because it's summer doesn't mean that scammers are taking a vacation. And just because tax day is in the rearview mirror doesn't mean IRS-related scams are on hiatus. Let's talk about that. And here to help me out is Cameron Huddleston, who's a contributing editor at Kiplinger.com. Hiya, Cameron.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And I'm looking at an email that I and others at the LA Times received just this week. It looks like it's from the IRS. It says, "Sincerely, Jennifer Green, IRS Public Relations," at the bottom. And at the top, it says, "Our records indicate that you are a non-resident." Hello, not true. "And that you are exempted from the United States of America tax reporting and withholdings on interest paid to you on your account, blah, blah, blah. Therefore, you are required to authenticate the following by completing form W-8-B-E-N, attached and returned to us as soon as possible." And then when I took a look at the W-8-BEN form here, looks really official until I compared it with a real W-8-BEN form, and it turned out to be completely bogus. It wanted far more information than the normal IRS form would normally ask for. And then down at the bottom, the real sneaky thing, "Scan and send back via email to IRSUSA2014@yandex.com. Hello, red flags all over the field. First question, who falls for this?
Obviously, there are people who do, and a lot of them might be immigrants, as you suggested. It was sent to you, you know, talking about non-resident status and forms that you had to fill out as a non-resident. So people who aren't familiar with the way it works, aren't familiar with these forms, don't realize that it's irs.gov, not irsusa.com. And perhaps a lot of times the elderly are targeted too, people who just aren't savvy to this type of thing, don't recognize those red flags that you mentioned.
So in a situation like this, they're sending out millions of these spammy emails, and they're just gambling that it's going to get through to, let's say, thousands of people who might actually mistake it for the real deal. And every one of those people who coughs up their Social Security number, their bank account number, their spouse's Social Security number, that's just pure gravy.
Sure, they can steal their ID, you know, create new passports, new license that can give to other people and use it and ruin someone's credit, you know, rack up bills in their name, get people in all sorts of trouble.
You know, every one of us gets this stuff, and we always look at it and think, God, who falls for this? But obviously enough people do to make it worthwhile for scammers. So let's talk about not just the IRS scams, but all of them, the phishing scams, all of them. How does an internet user, an average internet user, spot this stuff?
Well, back to the IRS scams, the IRS does not send emails to taxpayers. So if you get any sort of email claiming to be from the IRS, that's your red flag right there. The IRS communicates to taxpayers by mail. It also does not call taxpayers. I was actually targeted by scammers by phone just a couple days ago. And it was ironic because it was a scam that I had written about for Kiplinger's. I get the call and the person on the other end of the line says, "This is the IRS and we're investigating you." And suddenly I felt panic. You know, anytime you hear IRS and investigation, you think, well, my gosh, what have I done? And then as the person continued to talk, I thought, wait a second, this is that scam. This is the scam that I wrote about. And really the way this scam works is people will call up and they'll say that you owe money and you're going to be arrested if you don't pay. They want you to pay by a prepaid debit card or a wire transfer. And that's a huge red flag. Anytime anyone, whether it's an IRS scam or any sort of scam, uses the words wire transfer, you know that that's not legitimate.
So let's talk about how you spot this stuff. Obviously, some of the common sense things we've been discussing, you look for the .gov domain name or other such, you know, obvious things. But what else can people do, such as hovering their cursor over the actual URL? Will that help?
It does help. If you see a URL in an email, like you said, hover your cursor over it. And a lot of times it'll show you what the actual one is. But you don't want to click on any link in an email, an unsolicited email. If perhaps it's claiming to be from a company, go to that company's website, look up the phone number, call the company directly if it's claiming you've won some sort of prize. But, you know, any sort of unsolicited email you get that claims that you've won a prize, and if you know you haven't entered in any sort of sweepstakes, any sort of competition, just delete it. You really just have to be a smart consumer, a smart taxpayer, a smart user of email, and realize that a lot of what's going to come through is going to be junk. And you should hit the delete button. Don't be tempted to open it, especially, you know, if you're clicking on a link, it's going to take you to a fraudulent site, or it might download a virus onto your computer. Anytime you get a phone call and it's someone claiming to be from a government agency, hang up, go to that government agency's website. If it's the IRS, irs.gov, get the phone number and call directly and say, hey, are you trying to contact me? Is there a problem, you know, for example, with my tax form?
Hey, great news, Cameron. I just found out you won the Marketplace Sweepstakes.
Oh, yay. What do I get?
Well, first you got to send the money to me, and then we'll work that out afterwards.
No, thank you.
Cameron Huddleston is a contributing editor at Kiplinger.com. Cameron, thanks for all that great advice.
You're welcome.